And finally today, our global hit, with a style of music known as bal musette, or simply musette, which evokes one place, Paris. Musette was born in the cafes of the French capital in the late 19th century. It became France's most popular music in the 1940s, but musette fell out of favor in the 1960s. The trendsetters of the time considered musette hopelessly unhip. But the old has become new again, and there's a revival of musette. That's thanks, in no small measure, to a band called Les Primitifs du Futur. The world's Adeline Sear has today's global hit.
In a traditional musette band, you'll find a guitar, a bass, and naturally, an accordion. The accordion was brought into musette by the Italians. The musette itself is a kind of bagpipe and came from the Auvergne region of France. Eventually, gypsy and tango rhythms joined in. But with the band Les Primitifs du Futur, though, anything goes. Just take its name, Primitives of the Future. Band members see themselves as the musette's iconoclasts. That's especially true if you consider that one of the co-founders was American cartoonist Robert Crumb. Crumb lives in France. He founded the band in Paris with guitarist and composer Dominique Cravic in 1986. He now has limited involvement with the band, now and then playing the mandolin. Cravic says their music mixes musette from the past with idioms from foreign countries.
It's mixing Parisian music, which is anyway very international, because jazz, tango, begin were in Paris since the 20s. So it's like traveling in the past, traveling in the future, and trying to play some good music between different cultures.
Take the tune Nous sommes seuls, or We Are Alone. It's a waltz performed on the accordion, joined by a mandolin, played by Crumb himself, a Russian theremin, and a traditional Japanese stringed instrument, the koto. And there are even more peculiar instruments in the band.
I play the musical saw.
Fejlovski is Dutch, and yes, she plays the musical saw. She says her instrument is no stranger to the musette repertoire.
In musette, I guess there was poor people who couldn't afford an instrument, but they did have a saw, and they would butt in the cafes, in the ganguettes, and on the musical saw. The album, there's lots of little instruments like small harps, and it's a sort of general get-together of weird instruments, which works extremely well, which is very much like the melting pot that musette actually is.
There are also Indian tablas, a ukulele, a subasophone, which is a kind of tuba, and vibrant bass clarinets. The band also resurrected a well-known old French tune, Je cherche après Titine, or I'm looking for Titine. It's a 1917 song that became a hit. The song is the comical story of a man looking for his dog, Titine. But ironically, most people, including the French, would know this tune not in its original version, but from a classic American movie. Charlie Chaplin's 1936 Modern Times. That was the first film in which Chaplin's voice was heard. In the scene, Chaplin is singing gibberish to the tune in a dinner club. His version is the story of a man in search of, not a dog, but female companionship.
La spinage au la bouchon, cigarette pote bello, si rakish pacaleto, si le toula, si le toua.
Dominique Cravic says in his band's version, Titine is much more exotic.
We were trying to make an international version of that song, using two of our guests from Algeria.
The Algerian guest musicians play North African stringed instruments and add their own lyrics in Arabic.
غني ونكر زينا وبالله يا تيتينا نذبالك العينينا ولاد القطبرين.
There is no end to the musical curiosities Les Primitifs du Futur offer on their new CD. It's called Tribal Musette. On it, you'll find a tribute to Django Reinhardt and a ballad performed by singer-songwriter Sanseverino. Plus, there's the inimitable style of Robert Crumb, whose drawing of three spooky tribesmen playing music adorns the CD cover. For the world, I'm Adeline Cyr.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Hey. Show.